Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So who is the most important person in the company? Well, depends on your perspective, doesn't it? We could say that you are the most important person in the company because leaders lead. Without your leading, well, everyone would just kind of be milling around, not knowing what to do. Nothing would get done. There'd be no profit. No money would be coming in, and the company would not last very long. That's an absolutely true, correct statement. But I'd like you to consider taking another perspective. And the perspective I'd like you to consider taking today is that every single person in your company is the most important person in that company. You know, the company is not just one aspect. There isn't just one way of thinking. There isn't just one job that's done. It's a series of things that come together that all mesh together that make the company successful. I mean, it doesn't matter how big the piece of equipment is. It could be a big earth mover and one very small component breaks down and it won't run. One tire goes flat and it won't run. And no matter how powerful it is, no matter how much earth it can move, it really doesn't matter. Without every single component, every single part working correctly, nothing's going to happen. And the same in your company. Think about this. If you have a receptionist answering the telephone, and I can think of two receptionists that are so impressive that they make you feel like you're so welcome when you answer the phone, no matter who you are, well, they're the company. If you have a voicemail, and the voicemail is not warm and inviting, and it's just, well, I'll use the word snarky, then your customers, when they call you, they're going to think about whether they want to do business with you. I don't care what the job is. If it's the person who cleans the office, they're the most important person. If it's the prospecting and the salespeople, they're the most important person. Every single person that does a task in your business is extremely important. And if they are not important and they're not the most important person that you are saying hello to in the morning, that you're making them feel welcome, that you're making them feel part of the team, then they don't belong there. So think about your approach to all of your employees, all of your coworkers, all of your vendors. I mean, I've seen business people pick the phone up and call their vendors yelling and screaming at them because they didn't get what they wanted. So imagine what happens the next time they need something from that vendor. Are they going to get the respect? Are they going to get the extra customer service? And whether it's your banker, your insurance person, whether it's the people that are maintaining your vehicles, every person needs to be treated with respect and be treated as though they are the most important person in your company, because these are the people that will help you become successful. As the saying goes, no person is an island. It's all about all of us. It's about all of us pulling our weight, doing a great job. It's about all of us being a team. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.